Lowe's has all the supplies you need to get your home spring ready, inside and out. Shop Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Plus, renew for the season with select cleaning essentials for under $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We have everything you might want for the end of winter. Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Andrea Jin. My favorite part of her interview was talking about lost chivalry in the dating world. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, comedian Andrea Jin.
Hi.
Did I say your name right?
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah.
So how do you feel coming back from Florida at the Sunshine Comedy Festival? That's how I met you.
Yeah, we both did the festival.
Yeah.
I feel good. I like the audience is there. I feel like they're excited about comedy, mm-hmm. but I've never been to Florida, so it was interesting.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. First time. What'd you think? Not a lot of Asians, huh?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw a few. I found a Chinese restaurant. Okay, it wasn't Chinese though. Yeah. It was like a noodle restaurant. It was supposed to be a noodle restaurant that specialized in noodles from all over the world.
Is dandan noodles Chinese? Dandan noodles?
I think
that's maybe Taiwanese.
Is it Taiwanese?
Yeah, maybe Taiwanese. Yeah.
But so basically, all their Chinese food for some reason is kind of just fusion because there's not enough.
It's not authentic.
I think there's not enough Asian people in Tampa or Florida as a whole to sustain authentic Asian food.
Do they have kung pao chicken?
Probably. Probably they only have kung pao chicken, you know?
Mushu pork?
Probably only mushu. I don't even think, maybe mushu pork too advanced even.
Hey, these shoes are Chinese. Do you like them? They're Li Ning.
What are they?
Li Ning.
I've heard of that, I think. This is
a Chinese company.
I've heard of that
company. This is the Nike. Do you like these shoes? This is the Nike of China.
I love them.
So shout out to Li Ning.
They're very cool. I like
the colors. Thank you. So
I'm wearing
those
Nike.
Are authentic. Yeah, those are authentic. You gotta switch to Lightning.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. It's a better name.
Yeah. what did you not like about the festival, and what did you like about the festival? And now I'll tell you my opinion.
Well, yeah, I wish it was more obviously I wish everything was closer together.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think every comedian that went had that problem.
Yeah, because to give you all context, so St. Pete's is where half of it was, but then there are certain venues in Tampa, and that was like a 35-40 minute drive.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
No, like the farthest venue was like an hour away from the hotel, and I was like, for festivals, you shouldn't be going that far.
Were you at the Beachcomber?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like the hotel?
I hated the hotel.
It was kind of... The temperature was weird in the room.
The temperature was weird, and it was like kind of creepy. I had this like creepy feeling because...
Oh, because the window was just open?
The windows are too open.
Yeah.
And I had to shut every blind. Like, I had to shut every...
Why?
Well, because it was like ground level.
Oh, I was on the second level.
Okay, I was ground level. Yeah.
Did you have that extra bonus room with the TV in it?
I hated that room.
Why?
Well, okay, I didn't get the TV. It's just a couch in an extra room.
Really?
Facing nothing. So I was like, okay, I don't like this room.
But you had the TV in the main room?
Yeah, in the main room. Yeah. Oh, man. But it was just like ground level. Everybody could see into my room. So I shut every blind.
What? Did you notice this at night? There was a lot of commotion. Partying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this, dude, at all times of the hours, it was like, boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, what is going on here?
It would be like 3 a.m. It'd be like, because I stayed up every night like till like 4 a.m. or so.
Me too.
Because we're on West Coast time.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like
yeah.
midnight here.
So what are you doing? Watching YouTube videos, chilling?
I was like watching. Yeah, literally.
Yeah. That's,
you nailed it.
That's what Asians do, yo.
Watching YouTube.
We're on the YouTube after
chilling.
Midnight.
Yeah.
So I went to investigate the noise.
Oh, you did? I was too scared. I was like,
I was scared too, but yeah. I was getting annoyed. So I go, okay, I got to investigate. Yeah. I walked down there. Do you go by the pool?
No, I didn't go I mean, my room was by the pool.
Okay, but so by past the pool, there's a club bar type deal.
Oh.
And so I looked inside the main room.
That's why.
And it was like some like cover band and people were dancing and it just put me in a bad mood.
Oh, yeah. I would be pissed.
I would be pissed. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But you know what I liked about where our hotel was? There was a 7-Eleven right across the street.
Oh, really? I didn't go anywhere.
You didn't even know there was a 7-Eleven?
I did not go outside. Well, I went to my shows.
Yeah.
And then I was in the room watching YouTube.
Oh, my. So.
It was a can.
Dude, I thought that was a fart. It was the coffee.
I thought it was like a soundboard. I thought she pressed
oh,
like
no,
a
no,
soundboard.
Oh, no. That's so off camera, so Chels funny. Just opened up oatmeal latte.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So I'll just let you know, across the street from our hotel was a 7-Eleven, a Dunkin' Donuts, and 31 Flavors all in one. And there was a smoke shop. That's where I got my vapes. Yeah, and then there was...
Okay, there's a lot of people vape in Tampa. I noticed.
Really?
I saw so many vapes. Yeah.
I got all these there.
Yeah, I used to have... Look at these. Those are vapes? Oh, I like those. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to quit.
You're trying to quit.
No, I'm trying to quit chewing tobacco.
Oh.
So this is what I'm doing now. Yeah.
That's better. It's
you
better.
I love it.
No, like these are actually better than combustibles and chewing.
What's
tobacco.
Combustibles?
Like, nobody calls it that. Cigarettes.
Oh, what the? Write that down.
Combustible.
Right. Combustibles equals cigarettes.
I mean,
holy
no,
moly.
Nobody, according to no one, like just me. I just said it because of the combustion
mm-hmm.
of cigarettes. That's the part that makes it really horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you
combustible?
So did you? What was your favorite set there? And like,
I liked all the shows were quite fun.
Yeah.
Probably the first show I did at. Coastal Creative.
Mm-hmm.
That first show was really full.
Oh, at Coastal.
Yeah, but that's because they combined two shows. Like, I think they had too many shows.
Mm-hmm.
They could have condensed it more so that more people showed up to each show.
Yeah.
Versus having so many shows that were mildly attended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have anything to sell after your shows as far as the meet and greets and stuff?
Well, at festivals, I usually don't sell merch because I'm doing like 10 minutes, you know?
Is that how much time they give you?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I was doing like 15 to 20.
Oh,
but,
oh I
but
didn't know that.
Usually I only do merch when I do like an hour.
Yeah.
But I should. Like some people do sell merch when they are just on lineups.
Yeah.
But that's that's fine. I think I'm just lazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into your background. Hold up before we switch over. Okay, so what I liked about it is I actually like the hotel.
Okay.
Because it was by the beach,
right.
And it's by 7-Eleven,
yeah.
And they had coffee in the lounge area,
mm.
That, you know, and so, but what I didn't like about it is, like you mentioned, I think that with any, like, festival, music festivals as well, all your stuff should be in close proximity to each other.
Yeah, like, you could walk, like, the comics could walk.
Yeah, well, there was, like, one, I mean, because a couple of the other shows were in St. Pete, but they were, like, at different venues, so you'd have to drive 20 minutes here, 15 minutes there, but then in Tampa Bay, you'd have to drive 35, 40 minutes there, so that's what I didn't like about it, but I thought that, wasn't it their first time anyway?
It was
running,
their first year of their festival, yeah.
Did you meet any new people, like the
New
York people?
I met Troy Bond. and I met Rosebud. Well, Rosebud Baker, I met her like a few days before.
She's coming up, huh? Rosebud's
yeah,
coming
yeah,
up.
She's yeah, great. Yeah, yeah, she's yeah, so yeah. funny. And her and her husband just had a baby. That
congratulations
was,
yeah. To Rosebud and her family.
I know. Uh-huh. She's a beautiful baby.
And then so you kicked it with her?
So I saw her and Andy, her husband. They're both comics. They're both mm-hmm. very funny. Mm-hmm. And I saw them briefly. They just came to a show or like... They were doing the show after the show I did. Mm-hmm. But who else did I meet? I mean, I'm like Nicole, Amy Schreiber. She, uh-huh. I met her before, but she was at the show. Yeah. She was in the fest. Catherine Blanford. Oh. Who else? I didn't
seems
meet.
Like, it seems like you met quite a
I
bit
met
of people.
Jeremiah, but I didn't. Jeremiah Watt. Watkins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a homie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Was he nice to you?
He was so nice. He yeah. was super nice, but we didn't talk much. We didn't talk much because there just was no opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, 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 yeah.
I feel like at this festival, there, again, I'm grateful to have done it, and it was like really fun.
Tell the camera how I approached you.
Oh.
Because I've reached out to you before.
Yeah. I'm but sorry.
But I saw her because you're like in like kind of behind the curtains, behind the stage.
Because I just did the show prior to the one you were
all right,
doing.
And then tell them how I approached it.
You just were like, wait, what did you say?
Then I go, hey, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, hey. I go, hey, dude.
And I'm like, hey.
Yeah, and I go, hey, dude. I try to reach out.
It was super
dude,
chill.
To get in the podcast.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you did? And then I go, then I say, go pull up your phone. And so yeah. She pulls up her phone. And I go to your DMs.
Or no, I went to you and then because I can't like my message requests are like not that. OK, there's so many message requests. I don't get notified. I don't check them.
Really?
I don't check them. I should check them because I miss...
On the far right?
I miss people like you.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there could be business shit in there.
I know. No, exactly. Yeah. I've missed so many things because like... Oh, it goes to my requests. So I know.
So I said, hey, dude, like, we do my podcast. I try to reach out to you before.
I'm sorry.
And
yeah.
then how many messages were there?
Three.
But there were
different days.
Different days. So I was chill. I did three, but I didn't send more than three.
No, but also they were very like chill.
I just, what do you think? I just say, hey.
Yeah, you're not you fucking bitch. Like,
no, I don't give you.
Of course not.
I don't do a long explanation. I just go straight to the point. Would you be like to be a guest on my podcast?
No, that's
and
great.
And that's all I wrote.
No, that's great. It was a great way to. That's like a dream message. I don't like when they write like essay.
Give me some other examples of how people come at you on DMs.
Well, they'll write like essay. You know,
like what? As far as getting you on a show, they'll be like, hey,
yeah, or anything they're trying to get me to do, you know,
it's a long thing.
Yeah. If they're trying to get me to like, you know, even like promote something or like it's all a long. It's so long.
How long is it? A paragraph?
It's like a chunk. Yeah,
it's a chunk.
It's like a paragraph for sure.
So when you see that, do you just go like this and just swipe away?
No, I skim through it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like they're asking for something. And if I can do it. Like, and I want to, then I'll do it. But if I don't, then I don't even open it.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you know?
But I don't check my messages that often.
How do you know which messages are like worth checking out though? I mean, don't you have, do you
I
have
should.
Like an assistant or a
I don't have an
publicist
I should,
or
I should
something
get an
that
assistant.
Goes through that or?
No.
Huh.
I'll probably get an assistant later.
So if I didn't run into you at the Sunshine Comedy Festival,
I wouldn't have
you
ever
would have,
opened
you,
it.
You would have never opened it.
Well, like, hopefully we would have met.
Yeah, right.
Some
just through,
other time.
Like in K-Town or something.
Yeah. Or
dude, that was meant to be, yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got her here. Support her stuff.
No, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, thank you for doing this happening, saying yes to the festival and then doing the show after the show I did.
Yeah, that was fun. It was kind of a weird, it was kind of set up weird because they're kind of far away, huh, that stage?
Yeah, you did, you did the show.
I did a stand-up on the spot, yeah.
Yeah, with Jeremiah.
Like, yeah, I think I was second up. And then I know the first guy, he did pretty good. He was like from Ireland or something.
Okay.
And I know that he was strong, but I wasn't really paying attention. I was just like, oh, I'll just go up there. I just didn't have anything planned, but, you know, I had fun, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so my friend Mestizo, I have a friend that lives there, And he's got like three boys, and I hadn't seen him in a while, so it was good hanging out with him.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
yeah, yeah. I brought him. I brought his kids a 31 Flavors, and then we ate dinner. We got some, Vietnamese food one night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I ordered in Vietnamese food when I was there. I don't know why being around all those white people made me miss like Asian flavors. No, no, no. No, but you're like, you live in L.A., you live, in L.A., you're like, those are what, they're white. Like, surrounded by white people.
Yeah.
They live in a place where they know is like white. Like, you know, it's like white from top to bottom.
Right. Now.
Like, L.A. white versus, and New York white is different from different. Like Tampa, Florida white.
Okay, yeah. What are the differences?
Well, it's just like. New York and LA, like, more diverse, more, like, artsy,
yeah,
cultured,
yeah.
More, like...
They're just, like, maybe just...
They're more, they want to believe what they believe. They don't want to open up, you know?
That's it. They have their beliefs.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a white person look at you and, like, react, like, do some kind of, like, some kind of slur or, like, them not knowing you speak English and them...
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the road, definitely.
Like, give me an example of that. But nothing where they go, oh, you know, they don't go, oh.
No. I think like at comedy shows, when I'm like touring in the Midwest or something.
Oh, they might do that.
They don't, nobody has been like aggressively that.
One second.
Yeah.
Now a word from our sponsor.
Man. Are you sick of eating these dry nuts for dinner like I am? Then get with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat delivery service. Mealtime takes 2 minutes. Choose from 35 meals every week. And sure beats eating these damn dry nuts for dinner. My favorite meal is the queso fandito with cilantro cauliflower rice. Head to factormeals.com/Stevie50 and use code Stevie50 to get 50% off. That's code STEEVEE50 at factormeals.com/Stevie50 for 50% off. Get with Factor today. Woo!
And we're back. So they don't aggressively do this. Oh, that was perfect.
Immediately burp right
out.
Did
you get the burp? Okay, good. We're keeping that in.
Please.
So they don't aggressively do it.
No, I feel like they're just ignorant. Like, they're not ill-willed. Mm-hmm. They're not ill-intentioned. Mm-hmm. They're just not aware that it's like, you shouldn't.
Have you ever dated a white man?
Yeah. My last relationship was like... 5 years. Yeah,
he was a white guy.
Yeah. I was like 21 when I met him, so I didn't know anything.
Where'd you guys meet?
Not that I would have. I think like I learned a lot from that relationship, but I just like had no clue, like, you know, just how different, how much explaining there would be in like a. But obviously, interracial relationships work.
Yeah,
and they I don't disagree. I think like if you can make it work, if you can make any relationship work.
Yeah, my girlfriend's white.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I've dated other races. And
everybody finds the person for them. But for me, it's like there was just a lot of cultural
differences
that we bumped heads a lot. And it would be things that were there's no way he can understand. And there's no way I understand. Like, I didn't understand how there was a lot of repressed energy in like his family.
Like, give me an example of that.
Which is like whenever problems would surface, like nobody would address it, you know, like or stuff like that.
Was he a drinker too? Or
no? Yeah, he was like an alcoholic. But
how did I know that?
Yeah. Well, as soon as I say there's problems, I feel like white people deal with like alcoholism a lot.
Well, that's a good go-to.
But I mean, Korean people do, too.
Oh, dude, Koreans are... Yeah. Dude, Koreans are alcoholic for sure. Or Asians in general.
Yeah.
They'll drink their problems under the
table. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But probably Koreans the most out of all the Asians.
You think so?
I think so.
What about, I think Japanese people too, no?
They do, but yeah. They're more low-key, I think. Yeah. I think like Korean people are definitely more like proud of the drinking.
Right.
Yeah. And then he'd never understood the way I would talk to my family where we're just like yelling at each other.
English? I mean, you speak Chinese? You speak Chinese to your mom? Or Mandarin?
Mandarin, yeah. So when we talk to each other, we're yelling at each other. And so he doesn't understand that. Like,
can you give me an example of that right now? Just do it in Chinese real quick.
Yeah. Let me think. Like,
But kind of yell at it. I just kind of want to visualize it.
吃饭了吗? You know?
Keep going.
你吃饭了吗? Okay, I'm laughing.
Yeah, but it's more serious. Stay with it.
Okay, this is a lot of pressure. I have to act. Okay. 你吃饭了吗? 去哪儿? 为什么干这个事儿?
Keep going.
No, I don't have it anymore.
Oh, cool, yeah. So what?
I'm exhausted.
What did that translate to?
Did you eat? Wait, what did I say? Did you eat? Are you hungry? I think. Where are you going? Why are you doing that?
I'm gonna ask for one other request. So say this. Say, your breath smells so bad. Your body smells so bad. Your hygiene is bad. Go get a job.
Wait, that's so many things. Wait.
Okay.
One at a time.
Your breath smells.
Okay, I'll do that now. Okay. I'll do it yeah. After you say it. Okay. Your breath smells. 你口臭。口臭。 Yeah.
you have bad body odor.
你臭。臭。 Yeah, 口臭. 臭 is just like
口臭。
Kocho is Kocho. Mouth smell.
Uh-huh.
Cho is just your just smell.
Okay, say this. Did you fart, honey?
你放屁了吗?
And yeah. Go get a job.
去找工作.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
It's an interesting sounding.
Do you speak
language.
Korean?
조금만. 나는 한국말 조금은 못해요. Yeah, yeah. My mom And that's one thing I'm ashamed of is because I spoke good when I was a kid, but you know how the American school systems, you know, a system once you get Americanized. Yeah. And I wish I would have stuck with it.
I kept Mandarin because I spoke it at home because my family doesn't speak English. So
that's cool.
I spoke it at home. Yeah.
So let's go into your background. Where are you originally from? Like, did you grow up on the East Coast or what's the deal?
No, West Coast. I can't live on the East Coast. I don't like the East Coast.
You're from Cali?
I'm from Vancouver in Canada.
You're from Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm Canadian. I came a long way.
And then
before that, I came from Shanghai.
Really?
Yeah. So I came a long way. Yeah. To get here.
So you went to grade school there and high school. You did everything there in Canada?
In Canada, yeah. I moved here like a year ago. I moved to LA a year ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. So you're fresh on the...
Yeah.
In LA.
Yeah.
How did you get into stand-up comedy?
Well, I just watched it. I used it to learn English. Like, I watched, like, Louis C.K., Russell Peters. I watched Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
You know, I watched, like, I still watch his stuff on YouTube, like Conan, you know?
His monologues?
No, I watch his, like remotes. And yeah. I watch his, like, the show where he games.
Yeah.
He does like...
Dude, you got some burpees, huh?
I burp a lot.
Okay, that's fine. You can just burp. Yeah,
and I drink
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, that's why you're burping is because of that.
But without that, I'm burping too.
Yeah.
Without that, I'm burping. But I'm burp and fart. And then so...
If you have a fart, you can fart in the microphone
I've been
too.
Farting.
Okay. Yeah.
But
if
then
you want to.
It doesn't have sound.
That's oh, like silent but deadly?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why mine doesn't make sound.
Yeah.
But I have an issue. But anyway.
Have you ever farted in front of one of your ex-boyfriends?
But they don't hear it.
But could they
smell it.
But they can smell it?
Yeah. Okay. They can smell it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like fan it.
Oh, you fan it out.
Yeah, usually it'd be like under covers.
Yeah.
And then I'll like fan the cover.
What about, have you ever gone to the bathroom in front of your boyfriend, like, or do you close the door?
I close the door.
You could not.
I think clear lines should be
drawn
with pooping.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't mind when if I see like my significant other poop. But so I don't want them to see me.
Why?
Because it's different as me, you know?
How is that different though? You can't have...
Because that's my that's my little thing.
No, I think females in general, because she agreed with you.
Yeah.
Why don't...
But would you be okay with like watching... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But it doesn't turn it doesn't turn you guys off when you see your man shit?
No, because it's like they're a person.
But you're a person too. Why can't they watch you?
But I'm girl. Yeah, oh, yeah.
So it's like this double standard.
Exactly. I'm pretty. Okay. I'm a girl who's pretty and smell nice. You know?
Oh my God.
So, but that, yeah.
But don't you think this, and be honest, once you first saw any of y'all, your boyfriend take a shit, isn't the romance lost?
No. No, it's funny.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's like funny. I laugh at him. You know, it's funny.
But what if it just smells like wretched? Like,
thankfully, the person I'm dating now, it's not smelly.
It probably smells like orange blossoms.
It smells fine. It smells...
Yeah.
I don't smell... I watch from afar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he ever, or any of your boyfriends ever done it and then it clogs up the toilet? Where it's really?
Well, not clog. No, not clog. He'll just forget to flush and then I'll later like see it.
And then when you look into the toilet, does that do something to you?
No.
Do you look at him differently?
If you're asking if I get ick, I don't.
Really?
I the thing I feel is just like, oh, it's funny. Haha. And then I tell him, I'm like, haha, look.
Oh,
and then
right.
He's horrified. He's like, oh my God.
Oh, he's embarrassed.
Of course.
Okay. Because
he's like normal. Yeah. And so he's like, oh my God. And then he'll be like, no.
Yeah.
Because he forgot. And then he'll like try to get me to not look at it. But I just think it's funny.
Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you all this. So what is a definite, like, because there might be some single guys out there watching. Mm. What are some definite like things you don't do in front of your date or a girl you're interested in?
Like a man shouldn't?
A man shouldn't do. Like, what's a like a number one turn off?
Probably, that's tough.
Your hygiene?
Oh, yeah. If the smell has to be. Well, like, if the, I'm well, only. Wait, wait, the no, old, here's the thing.
Okay.
If I'm only getting to know them.
Yeah.
Then the smell has to be perfect. I can't get a whiff of like disgusting.
No funky.
Nothing no funky. But if I already love this person and I love them,
yeah,
then it's okay.
Yeah, my girlfriend said something about my breath.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said because
breath is a big one though.
Yeah.
Breath is something
that was a great laugh, by the way. Yeah, something happened where I kissed her and then my saliva was still on her cheek and she went like that and smelt it. And she said it smelled so bad.
What?
Yeah, because I have like 9 cavities.
Go do something. Do something.
I went to the dentist. Okay. I'm gonna take care of it.
Okay, good.
So that's the main thing is your teeth. Your teeth are important.
Yes. Yeah. Breath is a big one. Even if I love them and their breath smells bad, I would tell them and be like, you got to do something.
Yeah. Like, what's the worst kind of bad breath? Like shit? Or just something like a bit funkier and different.
Okay, I think the worst is, oh my God. Because I talk to a lot of people while I do shows, a lot of male comedians. A lot of male comedians don't take care of themselves that much.
Really?
A lot of men in general, actually. A lot of men don't take care of themselves.
How could you tell? How could you tell who takes care of themselves?
I've walked into I think like usually the ones that take care of themselves have girlfriends. Yeah. Like you kind of need... The ones that are like single for a long, long, long time.
They get lost in the sauce.
They get so lost. Like they're not taking care of themselves. Yeah. They're a mess.
They are.
Their life is like falling apart. You need a woman in your life.
So what kind of pointers, any advice to give to those men? Shower at least once a day.
Yeah.
What kind of soaps? And like, what do you need to do?
Any soap. Some people don't use soap probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like that's what I'm... feeling like is they don't use soap sometimes, like so that's what I'm smelling, you know.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm gonna give you a hypothetical and we're gonna leave it anonymous. Just say your hypothetical boyfriend,
yeah,
you guys are watching Netflix one night, okay,
yeah,
and you notice he's picking he's picking at something, like, you think it's his back, but he's digging
it's
into
like butthole.
His butthole.
Okay.
And so he doesn't think you're watching, and he digs in there, and then he looks at you, and he goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
What would he do?
He's smelling his own ass. I would be like, is this smelly?
Oh, you would.
I would be like, let me smell it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You would make it into a joke.
Well, no, I would be curious. I'd be like, is it smelly?
Oh.
And then it's like a genuine question.
Is it smelly?
Yeah. And I'm like, let me smell it. And if it smells, I'd be like, oh, that smells. What happened? You know?
Can I?
Yeah. If it doesn't smell, I'd be like, oh, wow, it doesn't smell. That's crazy.
Can I raise the stakes a little?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he's picking at it.
Okay.
And then
there's shit.
No. There's butt crust.
Oh.
And you notice he like looks at you and he goes.
Okay, no. I draw the line there. No.
And he's eating his own butt crust.
No,
dude.
No.
What do you mean no?
I wouldn't be with someone like that.
You wouldn't?
No.
So would that petrify you?
Because that would be like shameless. And the implications of like somebody doing that.
What, butt crust?
Means they're shameless. And that will be part of his personality, and I won't be with, I just wouldn't get along with someone that is shameless to that level.
All right, let me ask you this.
Because I have shame.
Okay, well, let me play devil's advocate. So would you rather have him eat his own butt crust or a booger? Is it the same, one in the same?
Boogers.
Because a booger is a
booger. Not as bad.
But you would still break up with him.
I wouldn't break up, but I would be like, Why are you doing that? Like, I would just ask, like...
You would ask him.
Yeah, I would be like, how come? Like, I wouldn't be... I mean, obviously, the question is I'm judging him, kind of. But I wouldn't be like, ew, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
If I love this person already, they're doing that...
Then you would...
I would just ask why. I would just try to get to the bottom of it.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, and I
okay,
would...
Okay, let's take away the butt crust.
Yeah.
Let's stick with the boogers. But then the other thing is, you see him picking... his ear like this.
Yeah.
And he like eats his earwax.
Yeah, again, I would be like, why? I would just I would try to get to the bottom of it.
So that's the main question. Why? Why are you?
Yeah,
doing
I would
that?
Try to figure it out, like, how come? And then if it's a good reason, which I don't think it would be a good reason.
Okay, let's role play. Okay, so I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Oh my god.
And then ask me why.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, how come you're doing that?
Ask me why I'm doing it.
Why? Why are you doing it?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is it like because it tastes good?
I don't know, honey.
Then okay. I think why, but maybe, why? But maybe don't.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Okay. If you don't know, then that's even better. Cause like if you don't even know, then it's like more reason to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's not like this hypothetical person is like. Well, this is something I did since I was a child, and it reminds me of being a child, and it makes me feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
So is being frugal a turnoff for women? I'm talking about when the bill comes, and they go like that, and they push the bill to you.
Or nobody's ever pushed the bill to me. I feel like that would be crazy.
That's something in a movie, right?
Yeah. No.
Oh, that happened.
Really?
See, that happened to her.
Pushed?
Yeah.
Pushed
the bill. Here you go. Yeah, he paid for everything earlier. Yeah. But right. Is frugal just in general, is that a turnoff?
No, because to an extent, like I feel like I have gone on dates with like someone who's like very cheap. But it was like to an extreme.
Give me an example of that.
Like the food dropped on the ground and then they picked it up and ate it.
What?
Yeah, like the ground. It's not even like the table. What? I understand the table. Yeah, okay, you know. But the ground.
Was he a white guy?
No, he's like this like Taiwanese guy.
Shame on you, man. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Okay, give me another example. I like this. Give me another example.
Of frugalness?
Yeah, frugalness.
Yeah, I only dated one cheap guy. So, what else? What was the other thing? Just like, what did he do? Let me pay for a lot of stuff. Like, I'm down to split stuff. I'm down to, like, you know, do my part, but it half can't, and half. It can't be mostly me.
So you've been in that predicament where it was mostly on you.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also, there's also been times of, like, we'll go, like, first, or one day him, one day me, one day him, one day me. Mm-hmm. And but then whenever it's me, it's like an expensive place. Whenever it's him, it was like a cheap place.
Oh.
If that was the case, then I'd rather go split on everything.
Yeah.
Instead of like when we're eating somewhere cheap, he's paying. And then when we're eating somewhere expensive, I'm paying.
Like, you know? When you say cheap, like McDonald's or fast food or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like something that's like $20, you know? Oh. And then we go to like a restaurant that's
like a restaurant,
$80
restaurant.
Bill.
Yeah.
It's like me. And it's like, oh, well, I got the last one. Like, it's like, no, you can't compare that.
But isn't that, shouldn't the man pay for it every time if you want it, like chivalry and being kind of like.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know if it's old school. Like the way my dad, I see my dad do it, but he always just picked up the bill.
My family too. I feel like it's like very Asian.
To pick up the bill.
But you know, I get it. Like, I understand. Like these days, you're dating someone and it's new, and it doesn't make sense to like invest in someone that you don't really even know. So I understand that mentality. But some people, a lot of women, a lot of my friends still believe in like, chivalry. Well, he should pay for everything.
Like she of old school.
Yeah. Which is fine too. I support them for believing that. But I can understand the reasoning for like, all right, we're going to split stuff because we're just getting to know each other.
Oh, you know? Okay. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
What if the honeymoon stage is over and you're a year and a half into it? Shouldn't the man pick up all the bills then? Because that part is
maybe
over with.
Maybe because, like, if it's serious and you're building a life together and, like, that might just be an act of, like, this is my girl, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it depends on what tone, like, the both of the people in the relationship want to say.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so I'm sorry, we went to farts to from farts to hygiene. Okay, one more example of something good to do in order to attract a woman or something, another turn off.
Example of a good thing?
Yeah.
Example of a good thing. Good listener. Oh. Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, I fail at that a lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look what that note card, what does it say?
Do not oh!
Read it.
Don't listen. No, don't interrupt guests. Listen. Aw. Do you have a trouble with, like...
I mean...
I wonder why.
They say it in the comments.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I think it's partially...
Where does that come from?
My attention, you know, I... ADHD type mild I just get hyperactive like there's probably moments in this conversation where like you're saying something and I'm already thinking of like you trigger a thought and I'm like
you're just like excited to get it out.
Yeah
I get that.
Yeah,
I understand where it comes from. Yeah,
now I always ask, I mean we could cut this part out, but does penis size matter?
I mean, that is subjective.
Subjective.
It's subjective depending on, I think there's a right fit for everyone. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah, like, I feel like people that are, because I have friends that are like size queens.
Wait, what the hell does that mean?
They care a lot about size.
Write that down.
That's an actual thing people say. It's not like combustible.
So there's a group of women that's what they do this when they talk
amongst
each other.
Well, that's what my friend who is that, she calls herself. She's like, I'm like a size queen or whatever. But she like.
She's a queen. You've heard this? It's a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, but she, she'll literally be like, oh, it hurts even. And I'm like, you like that it hurts?
Ooh, take it
and
easy,
she's
then.
Like, yeah, but... She's like, yeah, but I'm a size queen. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
That's a new phenomenon. I've never heard that before.
I don't know if it's new. I think it's been around.
So when it's like girls' night out or you guys are having brunch, these are the conversations y'all are having.
I think like
the size queen.
Yeah, I think anytime. Anytime. Like I think she told me on text.
She tells you this stuff?
Well, just how friendships work.
So let me ask you this. So
it's
women,
like a friendship.
So women or your homies, you guys discuss this type of stuff amongst yourselves.
We talk about ourselves, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the guys, the size of the guys.
No, thing. I mean, like, if I really care about the person I'm with, I keep it private because.
That's good.
Yeah, because, like.
That's good. That's respect. Yeah.
Yeah, because I respect my partner,
your privacy,
or whoever I'm with. Mm-hmm. But some people don't care. Some people like will tell all, you know.
Okay, let's go on the whole other side of the spectrum versus size.
Yeah.
What if I do this every time? This is what you're working with.
That's if I really love this person and I really care about them, I would, you know, obviously
this
I
is
would.
This is a micro penis.
Of course, yeah. No, I've had friends that, like, have experienced that.
This?
Yeah, I've had friends that experience. I've had friends that experience, like, even littler.
Wait.
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta be kidding. Seriously?
Yeah, my friend. I've had friends. That have experienced even littler.
Than this?
Yes.
There's no way.
Yeah, no, she told me, she was like, I have to like do this to like get it to come out. Yeah. like I have to do this to get it to come out. Yeah. So it's not even, there's not even peeking, you know?
Dude, that's
and
she, so he, funny.
And you know what's funny? He cheated on her.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Yeah,
dude.
He cheated on her.
Wow.
A guy with like that. Yeah, a guy with this, and then
tap the turtle head.
He cheated on her.
Wow. So that's automatically. Yeah.
Of course. I can't believe, like, she put up with that because she loved him.
Yeah.
And then he tapping it to get it come out.
Yeah.
And then being like, all right, you know, we'll have sex now, you know? And, like, obviously feeling nothing. And then.
Wait. So she told you this?
She tells everyone because he cheated on her.
I know, but.
Yeah.
She said.
So that goes out the window, you know?
So she. Then you could go to the gossip.
Yeah. I think she didn't. I don't think she was, like, disclosing it while they were dating. But then when. After he cheated on her, it was like, obviously everything's fair game.
Okay. You know what would be the most meanest thing? Let's say he sent pics to her, and if let's say when they break up, and then she blasts it on like Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, she could, but she didn't. So,
but that would, you know what that would do the guy?
What?
Nothing good.
Of course. Even if
nothing
he had like
good.
Even if he had giant penis,
yeah,
to blast someone's dick out there, yeah. Still not. I don't think that's great.
Yeah,
yeah, but he's so stupid for cheating. I feel like. If you're dealing with that, like, if you have that going on, you're going to cheat.
I mean, that's like 10 strikes already against you.
Yeah.
When you know what I mean? So how do you compensate? How do you make up for that? Let's say you're lacking in that department. You got to definitely pay for every meal.
Yeah. And also.
Right. Every meal.
And just be like nice.
Nice.
And attentive. You know?
You have to clean a lot. You have to do the laundry.
Be like very empathetic, you know.
I'm sorry, man. We kind of lost track. We got into all kinds of stuff.
That's okay.
Oh, let's go back to, okay, so you're in Canada. You're watching Conan. You're watching all these stand-ups. When did you decide to take a shot at it?
In university. And also from watching other people and realizing, like, a lot of people are not that good. And then if they're able to do that, if like a lot of people who I didn't think was that good were getting pretty far.
Wait,
you
in
know?
Canada or LA? Or
both.
Both.
Yeah, because like the best, and you know, the best that I grew up watching, they're so good. And I...
What makes them good, though? Give us some examples.
Like, they're so funny.
Crowd work,
well,
timing, like
everything, everything. Like, Conan O'Brien, it's hard to pinpoint. He's just good, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when I watch these people, I'm always like, oh, that's so hard to replicate. Like, oh, like when I watch really good people, sometimes mm-hmm. it's discouraging because it's like,
why? Well, shouldn't it be inspiring too?
It's inspiring too, but it's also discouraging a little bit because it's like, oh, maybe I'll never be like that or something. I don't know. Obviously, it's like, so it's just thoughts in your head, right?
Do you get competitive with male comics or other female comics? Who are you most competitive with? When it
I
has
think
to
I
do
used to be more competitive. I'm not so much anymore. I used to be. Now it feels like we're all just striving towards the same thing.
Right, right, right.
It's tough, so I don't...
Just all around just to make it in
I don't
industry.
Feel the need to, like, compete.
Be competitive, yeah.
Just because it's hard enough. As yeah, it is, like, yeah. Why give myself another obstacle?
Right. Do you remember, like, a set that you saw back in the day where you're thinking these things, like, oh, my God, this person... Bless you. This person is so good. It's going to take me so much work to get to that level. Like, do you remember a comedian that you watched in the past where you're thinking
well,
these things?
Well, just like Louis C.K. or like...
That's a good example.
Yeah, I mean, everybody who is at that level.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're talking about the cream of the crop.
Of course. But then when I watch like amateur people or like people that are just... at a level that I'm at now mm-hmm. doing very well and then being like, oh, a lot of them aren't even that good, so
how
I should give it a try.
How does that happen? So you know? That's kind of skipping steps, right?
What do you mean?
Well, okay, you're saying like people at your level, but then because of technology could like one video of them doing crowd work, like blow them up like on
well,
TikTok
this was
or something?
Back in the day, I started like 7 years ago, mm-hmm. so there was not really clips. Yeah, no, people weren't putting clips online. It was just like specials.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I just watched like some comics like live or like when they do TV tapings, I see the videos on YouTube and I'm like, oh, they're not all that great. Like
yeah,
I could do it.
Yeah,
yeah
for
so
sure.
Then that gave me the encouragement and I just started. Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you, do you have friends? How'd you meet your friends in the comedy community? Like, how did you network in that sense? Did it start in Canada? Then you met people out here?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Basically, I just started doing, I just did shows. And then once I did shows, it's not hard to meet people when you are doing shows.
Right.
So
right,
I just
right.
like talk to people at the shows.
And do they offer you like, hey, I got a mic
yeah,
over here?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. And so it just kind of like snowballed.
Isn't like that competitive though? Like in like, especially the open mic scene. Right. And I know in LA, it's pretty competitive.
Oh, really?
Right? Well, like when I did mics around, it was like just constant. Like you have to sign in and then.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, pretty competitive in Canada because it's, like, yeah, the signing up part, like, you want to do it early mm-hmm. so you get up early. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when do you remember the first time you, like, you had a good set or, like, when did you decide to, like, I'm going to actually move to L.A.? Like, I'm going to really take a shot at this.
Well, after I did everything in Canada.
Okay. You did just for laughs. Did you do just
I did
for laughs?
I did everything you could do in Canada. And then I was like, if I stay here, then I could just do everything I just did again.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean as much because I already did it. Or I could go somewhere else. So I went somewhere else. Like, there was just no reason to stay anymore.
Stay there.
Yeah.
And so when you just, how long you been out here now?
A year.
You're doing good. I mean, just for a year, you're like, you know?
Thank you.
So how did you, like, get the ball rolling when you got to L.A.? Did you already network? You knew people in clubs out here? Or how does that work?
Well, I visited a lot. Like, I visited before I moved. And so I knew people. And then when I moved here, I just tried to get on shows. And when I got on shows, I just, like, met more people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then, like. When I posted clips, like, people reached out to me, like Dumbfounded messaged me. And
shout out to Dumbfounded.
I love Dumbfounded.
We love Dumbfounded.
Love the new hair.
I love it too. It looks good, brother.
Looks good. Yeah. It's like platinum. It's like green. Mm-hmm. And he reached out to me to do his podcast.
Fun with Dumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then because he's like saw me.
Shout out to Steffi. Shout out to Rick.
Rick.
Rex Dizzy. Shout out to Rex. Yeah.
JL. Yeah. The whole crew.
The whole crew.
I love Rick.
Yeah. Oh, love Rick.
Yeah. And the whole gang. Uh-huh. They're so great. But after meeting them, I like hung out with them like time to time. Actually, quite a bit.
Like in Koreatown?
Yeah. And then like Dumb runs a show. Yeah. Like, he does stand-up, too, you know, so it kind of just snowballed. Everything that's come to me, it happened very naturally.
Organically?
I don't force it, yeah, and it just kind of, like, happened, and I'm very grateful. It's not to say, like, there's a good amount of luck there, but I do work really hard, but...
You think luck is involved, though, somewhat? Luck somewhat is
involved?
But,
I believe, you make your luck, you know? You make your own luck. Yeah, so it is obviously luck, but... I'm always at the... I put myself out there, so then it's like I'll often be at the right place at the right time. But you make those opportunities. You
right.
know? Yeah, by like going out and saying yes to things. Yeah, and like being open, you know?
So you have the work ethic for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember when you had your first bomb or the first bat set? Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's in like... That's a common thing. And
Yeah. The first bomb I had was pretty funny. Yeah, I love... So, the first set I did was, like, in university. It went well. Second set I did was at a comedy club in Vancouver. It went well. And so, my ego was, like, kind of... Yeah, and I had 1 5-minute. I had one story, you know, and I thought... I was like, oh, the story's bulletproof, you know? I was just like...
You're thinking these things?
Probably. Probably, because I, like... I did really well. I crushed twice, you know? Yeah. The first... 2 times I did stand up, I did really well.
Crushed.
In my head, crushed to but by
you got
that laughs. Standard.
You got some chuckles. You got
crushed by like those standards of just starting. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I did do well, and then obviously my head was pretty huge, and so I did an open mic,
and I did that
same story. I didn't like do new jokes or anything.
You just stuck with that.
Yeah, and then some people, it was like all comics in the crowd. And they're not going to indulge in a story. Right. You know, I feel like at open mics, the energy is so hostile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, none of the comics want to laugh at yourself, mm-mm. you know? And so, they're not indulging in the story. Some people have heard it already. And so, it just, like, bummed the whole way through. Not one single laugh. And I did, like, my 5-minute story. But I like... grit my teeth through it. I finished the story. I didn't like abandon it because I had no other jokes. So
you just committed to that story.
Yeah, I committed to it. And then no laughs from start to finish. And then I was just like, all right. And then I left. And I like gave somebody a ride that was on the show. And I remember she had done more years than me. And she like did some set. And it did okay.
Yeah.
Like obviously she didn't have more laughs than me. And then she's like friends with the other comics. So then everybody was like supportive of her. They're like, ah, ha, ha, you know?
Yeah.
Like she was friends with everybody and I wasn't because I'm new. And so I was like, oh, wow, she's doing so well. And then I just after I ate shit. But then I drove her home and I remember she was like, do you always do that set? Which was so funny.
Did that hurt like the way she said it?
She didn't mean it to hurt, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think she meant it to hurt, but... I remember just being like, oh my God, that was such a hit. That was almost like acknowledging the bomb, you know? Like, oh, do you always do that?
Oh, right.
Like, it felt bad.
That was kind of a low blow a little bit.
I don't know if it's intentional.
Yeah, but it hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I remember that bomb. But, you know, after I...
But that was an open mic, though. So it's, you know...
Yeah, but I bombed time and again, like...
But I'm talking about, have you bombed in a club, like a club, like at a show, where it's like...
Not really. I usually bomb at, like, independent shows.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But I've obviously bombed at clubs. I've obviously bombed...
So what happened?
Everywhere.
So what happened? So it's a part of it, right?
It is. Like, yeah. If you don't bomb, there's, like... I mean, then you'd just be, like, very years into the game. Like, I don't bomb as much as I do in the past. bombing is like a rare thing that happens now.
Really?
Yeah.
For you or just everyone?
For me, at least.
Really?
It's pretty rare. Like, but it's not impossible.
So
you know?
What counts as a bomb?
I mean, my bar for bombing is like quite high. So like, even if I'm doing well, if some jokes don't hit the way I want, that feels like a bomb to me.
Really?
Yeah, so my standard for bombing is like probably higher.
Wow.
But it's because I've grown as a stand-up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I've had a set where there's nothing start to finish.
Yeah.
In a really long time.
Really?
Well, like, you get some pops, but, like, definitely lukewarm sets.
Right, right. But like, that's a part of the whole process, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm bombing definitely, like, not a lot. Yeah.
Have you done bad? Then you've never cried, though, right? Like, in the green room?
No, I've never cried.
You've never cried?
No.
Even at home, you've never cried?
No.
Never.
No, I've never cried.
Because
I don't take it, like, personal.
Oh.
I'm just like, oh, yeah, those words didn't work, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
I'll say different words, you know.
Right,
like
right.
It's not, they're not like, we fucking hate you as a person,
right?
Like,
right,
they're not, they're just like, we didn't like that, those words,
right?
You know?
Right.
I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I'll do a different word, you know, I'll do there different words.
What if there's people out there who want to take a shot at stand-up, like, what advice would you give them?
Just do it as much as you can.
Okay, that's one.
All the time.
And then go ahead, keep two more.
Oh,
don't take things personally. Don't take things personally, maybe?
Yeah, don't take things personally. Do it as much as you can, and like, talk about, don't do something like original. Don't.
But what counts as original?
Just
like a story.
Or like, okay, no. Maybe just like, be yourself. Yeah. Don't. I, you know, at first, everybody knows this, like, we emulate our favorite stand-ups or whatever. And that's normal. Like, don't beat yourself up over it if you do. But it's better to be yourself.
Right, right.
Nobody else can replicate that. So.
But doesn't that come through time, too? Like, you go through those stages?
That comes through time.
Yeah.
But always try to do that.
Right.
Like, always be aiming to do that.
Aiming to do that.
Eventually.
So, an hour has already gone by. It just kind of flew by.
Yeah.
This is the time where I wanted you to... plug all your stuff if you have any future shows or social media, your website, merch, whatever you want to do, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yeah, when's this coming out?
Next week.
Okay, I'm doing Detroit February 2nd, 3rd, no, 3rd, 4th, I think. Yeah, February. It's on my website. I'm doing Detroit.
Plug your website.
AndreaJin.com. I'm Andrea Jin.
Spell it out.
AndreaJin.com.
Yeah.
And my Instagram is at Andrea Jin. And my TikTok is at Andrea Jin 1.
Uh-huh.
And I post regularly. I'm on YouTube, Andrea Jin. And then I'm taping my special in Vancouver.
Hey. Congratulations.
February 18th.
So
if you want to come to that.
When's that popping?
That's February 18th, but the first show sold out. Second show, there's still some like tickets on the late show.
How long did it take for you to get to that point where you're doing your special?
Well, the hour that I'm doing for the special, that took like 8 months to get together. And it's like I did like weekends. Every weekend I did clubs.
Right, right.
I worked
really
hard on it. So
Yeah. Good. Is there any kind of merch, or how do they best support you as far as that type of stuff?
I have merch. I have like a mug that with like my album on it.
Let's plug that.
Yeah. I have a tote bag with my album on it. It's like a tote bag and a mug.
Yeah.
But it's all on my beacons. It's on my Instagram. Like if you click the link.
And so they could best get tickets through your website then?
Yeah. My Instagram or my website.
Did you have fun doing this?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah, it was so nice to talk to you.
Long form. Yeah, long form. Yeah. I'm glad I ran into you because I'm like, dude, there she is. I gotta, because Well, that's weird how life works. You just sometimes it just, you know.
It happens.
It happens. It happens. So thanks again for tuning into the Stevie Weeby Show. You could best support me at patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. And stay tuned. I'm going to be doing other kinds of content, not just one video a week. So look out for that. I might be doing more vlogs or reaction videos or whatever. And we have to do, Chelsea, we have to do a live stream. Yeah. We'll work on doing that. We got to get the live streams going. Hey, dude, the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That was
you
awesome.
As well.
Yeah.
That was great.
Was that fun?
That was so fun.
That was
yeah,
cool.
Of
Everything
course.
Was chill?
Yeah, yeah. Everything's chill.
I usually go there, but my foot died.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you get numb? Oh, my God. You went numb?